Well, it's an honor and privilege to be here this morning. And many of you were here 2 years ago when I spoke on evolution versus creation. And we want to deal this morning with another very timely topic. And I'm aware that this topic touches close to home for many of you. Many of you have shared that you have husbands, fathers, brothers, uncles, grandparents who have been involved in Freemasonry. We may have Masons here this morning, and please know that I care very deeply for Masons. I'm deeply grieved, as you're going to find out. And if you're a Mason here, I pray that you would have an open mind to what is said. I have spent 30 years researching and lecturing on this topic, and not only here but around the world. And I know that probably only 1 in 1,000 Masons fully comprehends what is involved when they join the Masonic Lodge. And I know that this comes close to home for many of you. And I pray that you'll have an open mind if you are a Mason this morning, that you will have the heart to think clearly and be set free from the bonds of the Masonic Lodge. You know, we are told in 1 Peter 3:15 that as Christians, we are to sanctify Christ in our life. And to be ready always to give to every man an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us. Jude 3 says that we are to contend earnestly for the faith, delivered once for all time unto the saints. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says, examine everything carefully and hold fast to that which is true and good. And that is what we want to do this morning. What I'm going to share today is going to shock some of you as we peel away the veil of Freemasonry. And praise the Lord, we're seeing tens of thousands of Masons set free. The Dallas Morning News recently reported that the membership of the Masonic Lodge in 1980 was 4 million members. That since then, in 1980, it is now less than 2 million Masons that are left in the United States. I understand that many men joined the Masonic Lodge for a variety of reasons, because their family, their father, their grandfathers were in it. Some go into it out of peer pressure. Their friends are in it. Some view it as a way of having business advantage in the community. Some view it as a fraternal organization or a social club of good old boys. Some are lured by the secret mystic rituals. Some see it as a means of self-development and philanthropy. And all these reasons. We don't have time to go into all the history of it. Freemasonry was begun in 1717 in England when the first Grand Lodge was formed. Here in the United States, the first Grand Lodge was established in 1729. Many of you are probably familiar with a variety of Masonic symbols I have here on the screen. The square and compass we're going to talk about. The Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about. On the back of every dollar bill, you have the Masonic symbol of the unfinished pyramid and the all-seeing eye. And we'll talk about what that means. Only men are allowed to go into the Masonic Lodge, and I'll talk about why only men are allowed to be Freemasons. And because of that, many wives were saying, what's going on inside this secret society that you keep going to? And so to appease the women, they started the Order of the Eastern Star for women, started De Molay for boys, Rainbow Girls and Job's Daughters for young ladies. And these are all part of the Masonic system. You have in Washington, D.C., the House of the Temple, the headquarters of Scottish Rite Freemasonry, which is only a couple blocks from the White House in Washington, D.C. In local communities, you have Masonic lodges like the Albert Pike Lodge that is near my home in Minnesota. Freemasonry is really a system of degree work where they believe that they are building the pyramid of life, that they are making good men better through their system of morality. And in order to become a Mason, every Mason must first go into what is called the Blue Lodge. And we have a Masonic Lodge right across the street from where we're meeting today. When you drive out, you'll notice that the Branson Masonic Lodge is across the street here. Every Mason, in order to join the Lodge, must first go into the Blue Lodge. And the Blue Lodge, they do a series of degree work when you get into Masonry, where they reveal more and more of the inner secrets and teachings of what Masonry is all about. The first time you go into the Masonic Lodge, you go into what is called the Inner Apprentice Degree. The second degree is called the Fellow Craft Degree and the Master Mason Degree. Many Masons stop at that point, but you are then able to go into the Scottish Rite with its 32 degrees, 33rd being an honorary degree, or the York Rite with its 13 degrees, and many men will go into both. Once you achieve the highest degree of the Scottish or York Rite, you are then able to go into the shrine and become a shriner, what is called the Ancient Arabic Order of the Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, and you get your red fez with the Islamic sword and crescent on it, and we'll talk about that as well this morning, what that is all about. But in order to become a Mason, you have to be invited by another Mason into the Scottish Rite, into the Blue Lodge. Freemasonry has many characteristics, as Brandon said, of the secret societies, an oath of secrecy that imposes death on the betrayer, secret passwords and handshakes that you learn in the lodge, rituals that relate a mystical history of its origins and a mimed ordeal of death and rebirth. No one can become a Mason unless sponsored by someone who is already a Mason, though it's interesting that today, because of the decline in membership, for the first time I have been seeing advertisements in newspapers around the country for men to join the Masonic Lodge, which was unheard of a few years ago. Freemasonry is, in its own words, a peculiar system of morality veiled in allegory and illustrated by symbols. And many of these symbols are taken from stonemasons and play a vital part in Masonic rituals and teachings, as we will see. Now, to be initiated into the Masonic Lodge, how do you join? Well, the first thing that is required is for every man who joins the lodge to go through an initiation ceremony. And if you are a Mason, you have gone through this. It is universally observed around the world. The first thing that happens is that a candidate to be initiated into the lodge is first blindfolded. His left trouser leg is pulled up above his knee. He has a noose or a cable tow put around his neck. And then with this noose around your neck, you are blindfolded. You are brought by the tiler or doorkeeper to the threshold of the lodge, and there the inner guard will put a point of a dagger to your bared breast. You are then led into the lodge, and there at the lodge is an altar set up. Every Mason will come blindfolded with a noose around his neck, and they will bow before this altar, and behind the altar will stand a man who they call the worshipful master of the lodge. And the worshipful master is the chief officer of the lodge. And in order to be initiated, and understand, there are many men in Christian churches, including pastors, who have gone through this initiation, where they bow blindfolded before a man at an altar. They call him the worshipful master. And then as they are kneeling there before the worshipful master, they are required to take a series of pagan blood oaths in order to join the lodge. The very first degree in the Inner and Apprentice degree, every Mason, and if you're a Mason, you know you have done this. Every Mason will first put his thumb to his throat and will swear a blood oath, which includes the following words, I quote, "Binding myself under no less a penalty than that of having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out from its roots and buried in the rough sands of the sea." In the second degree, the Fellow Craft degree, you have the pagan blood oath that includes the following words, "Binding myself under no less a penalty than that of having my left breast torn open, my heart plucked out and given as prey to the wild beasts of the field and the fowls of the air." And then when you achieve the third degree in the Blue Lodge, or the Master Mason degree, in order to become a Master Mason, you must take the blood oath that includes the following words, I quote, "Binding myself under no less a penalty than that of having my body severed in twain, my bowels taken from thence and burned in ashes, that no more trace or remembrance may be had of so vile and a perjured wretch as I." And every Mason has gone through these rituals, blindfolded, bowing at an altar before a man they call the worshipful master.